Well, Chris, congratulations. I mean, the first thing I'd like to find out is you were involved with CB40 action only last night. You come into a championship match pretty close on the back of that. How difficult is it to try and readjust and get yourself right straight away after such a different sort of format?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, mentally you've got to come in. I know in the nets it was hard work this morning just trying to get yourself going into that different mode. I mean, luckily for me, generally I play the same way in kind of both formats, so it was hard. I mean, it's hard to go from playing a day-night game, big crowd, and then you come in, it's a bit more sedate, you've got to try and back longer periods. Yeah, I mean, it was hard. I know me and Joycey struggled that first hour this morning. We were struggling. We were knackered as well. I mean, we didn't finish till late. You generally, day-night game, like, you don't really get much sleep because you're buzzing from it, so get to bed at 2, wake up at 6:30, and you're back here again. So it's, yeah, it's not easy.
No, but having got away with one on 19, yeah. You went on.
And yeah,
you got some runs again.
Yeah, I mean, you always need a bit of luck, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Thankfully, I've had that today and managed to cash in. So, yeah, chuffed a bit. It's nice to get 100. I think it's been about a year since I got my last one. Made a couple of good scores last week, so it's nice to really go on and make a good 100.
You're feeling as though it's all clicking together at the moment,
aren't you? Yeah, I've been feeling good all season, really. It's been hard work. I mean, the wickets have obviously been hard work this morning, you know, through April and early May. And yeah, I mean, I've just been hitting the ball well, and it's nice for it to come off.
It looked an interesting pitch to the spectator. We weren't too sure what was going on out there, to be honest. So how did it feel?
The odd ball. I mean, it's. I mean, we used it last night. It's got a few cracks in it. It's one of our relay pitches. They're trying to get more pace in it, and I think it's definitely got a bit more pace out there. So who knows? I mean, 305/9. We'd have taken it at 97/4, and we'll see more tomorrow night, I think, once they batted on it.
How much joy were the spinners getting out there, did you feel?
Yeah, when Summit gave it a bit of loop, he got a bit of turn and bounce, and last night it was starting to turn and bounce as well. So I think, you know, dare I say it, by day 3 and 4, I think there'll be a fair bit there for the spinners.
Yeah, so overall, good decision there on winning the toss.
I think you had to bat out there. I think obviously having 80 overs on it yesterday, by day five effectively, it's going to be rough. There's some cracks in it early on, the new ball that certainly dented them, so we'll see how we go, but yeah, I think we're in decent position.
And when we're coming towards a little bit of a break for the 2020 in a couple of weeks' time, is there a feeling among some players that you need to get a bit of form in now because, you know, there's going to be that big break coming up?
Yeah, I think also after the start of the season, we had a lot of cricket washed out. So you're really trying to cash in now. I think if you're getting on a decent wicket, you want to make sure you get a good score.
So there's just a sneaky suspicion this may be a Monty game later on? Not putting any pressure on him, but...
I think our bowlers are equally adept on these kind of wickets. I think if it starts to go up or down, we've got the bowlers for it. Steve McGoffin's got good height and generally hits the top of the stumps. And you're Jimmy Anion hits the pitch hard as well, so and Navida Reef swings it. So we've got a lot of options covered, and hopefully I can have a tweak and maybe pick up a couple as well myself.
Sorry, I forgot to mention Chris Nash as well. Listen, well done today. Great score.
Cheers, mate. Thanks. Cool. Cheers, mate. No worries.